Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book radio show. If you need a primer on how to fight communism, or if you want to find out how low we have fallen as a nation, You get my book, The Spirit of America Party. On the cover is a big eagle, and it says, take me to the beach. And I guarantee you, if you take me to the beach this spring and summer, by the time the senators come up for re-election, you will be storming into the voting booth to remove the tyrants and the bilchers and filchers. It's 14 chapters, and it's dedicated to the survival of the United States. It covers everything from drugs, abortion, to light fare, and a little humor. For example, in one chapter, I think it's dedicated to the American Fundamentalist. It's chapter 9. Our opening tune is A Pub with No Beer. And there's a picture of a nuclear submarine breaking through the polar ice cap. And there's three polar bears getting ready to climb on the sub. And the subtitle says, oh boy, another load of Al-Qaeda from Gizmo. Did anybody tell them that the 72 virgins were polar bears? So we have a lot to cover. We also have in here the 45 goals of the Communist Party that they set out to destroy the United States in 1962, and they've reached every one of them. And you can read them and weep. And you can, that's in the epilogue, A Spirit of America Party, in the back of the book. And it says we got to get back to basics. And I do a tribute to George Bush, okay? And you got to remember that every day the communist media got up and went to work about destroying George Bush. Now, we've had Obama bin Laden for 4 years, and the media hasn't said boo. Not one little boo. Now, why is that? Why is that? Oh, they said George Bush was killing Americans in Iraq and we didn't have to go to Iraq. Well, at first they said that his father should have went to Iraq and he didn't go far enough. So when George went to Iraq and hanged Saddam Hussein, they said he went too far. And when Colin Powell told George Bush the elder that to let the Republican Guard go because this was a turkey shoot, and it would not get us good ratings with the communists, George Bush let the Republican Guard go. They should have been vaporized, because what they did is they came back to haunt us when George Bush the Jr. Went into Iraq, and Colin Powell released the Republican Guard, who probably killed 1,000 Americans out of the 4,700 that were killed in action in Iraq. And I think the wounded count is even more horrendous. It's 47,000. But the press every day stuck a microphone in a widow's face or a mother's face who was getting a flag-draped coffin and said to mom, how does it feel to know that you lost your son in a war we didn't have to fight? And so we didn't have to fight it because nothing happened to New York City on 9-1-1. Nothing happened to the Pentagon on 9-1-1. And nothing happened in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on 9-1-1. You see, on 9-1-1, the Clinton Towers came down. And this is really going to rock your world. 40 days before 9-1-1, the only thing the Senate had to do was vote to burn the American flag. The same American flag that draped the bodies of 3,000 Americans. The same American flag that draped the coffins of 343 New York City firemen. And that's what they were thinking of 40 days before 9-1-1. And I must tell you, out of those 48 senators who voted to burn the flag, and the 125 Viet Congress mice who voted to burn the flag, 80% voted to kill kids. Full term. Full term. Germany today will not allow the death of a child. I think it's either after 8 weeks or 18 weeks. Germany. And here in America, they're having a debate about once the kid is still breathing and survives the abortion and is laying on the marble slab, can the doctor chop his head off? Or must he try and save one who saw the light of day? What do you think we are? What do you think we are? We're animals. We eat our young. 4,700 kids a day, and nobody gives two bits about them. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 American kids a day. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, 700 Latino niños. That is the quota. You couldn't have a quota for hunting deer that high. We are animals. We are pigs in a blanket. We are a national disgrace. And this show is dedicated to bringing you back to God and country and convincing you need a gun. So hang in there, and we'll give you a tune to cheer you up. Now that I gave you your first reality shot, Americans have no stomach for reality. They cannot face reality. As those towers were coming down, there were people that were denying it. There were people in New York who called up to complain about DNA dust on their windowsills. There were people in New York who said that the firemen and the victims didn't deserve the money payout that they got. There were people in New York who said we deserved what we got. There were people in New York who had no skin in the game and never will and will never support this country. A friend of mine, Jimmy from Brooklyn, once asked me, he goes, Tom, how many people do you think are in the mafia? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. He said, in the whole country, 3,000. He goes, how many communists you think are on the Lower East Side? I says, Jimmy, I have no idea. He says, 288,000. Now, those figures, they can be kicked around, but he was making a point. There are more communists in the United States than there are a mafiosa. And so you're fighting a mafiosa right now in your government because your government is the new mafia. They are taking over gambling. They're taking over drugs. And they're taking over the banks. They're taking over major industries. And the only thing left that they yet to perform is prostitution, which takes place in the House and the Senate every day. We let them stay too long, and they got and their beaks, like in The Godfather, the guy in the white suit, the Don that comes into the grocery store, opens the register as if it was his, and says, I only want to wet my beak a little bit, and by the way, you've got to hire my useless nephew. And that's what's happening in America. We're hiring useless nephews. And the government is wetting its beak in your cash register. You hear people in the business today that are working, trying to make ends meet. If they're an owner, they're considered a capitalist pig. Well, who talks like that? Only the communists. When somebody calls a corporate, a business, capitalism, and capitalist pigs, and they're not sharing enough with the workers, all the workers have to do is go out and open up their own corporation. That's all. Why can't they do it? Oh, they would rather the government do it for them through regulations and piracy. And that's why we're going downhill. We are not the greatest generation by far. The greatest generation knew how to pay its bills. And they knew how to salute the American flag. And they worshiped God on Sundays. They wouldn't allow businesses to be open on Sundays. They had blue laws. They always wanted a day of rest. Now there's no rest for anybody. The people, the fathers who are passing the children to the mothers as they go to work, as mom comes back from work, they have three full-time jobs. And in another 2-3 months, they're going to need 6 part-time jobs because there aren't going to be any full-time jobs. And not everybody can work for Google and Facebook. You look at this World War III that we are in right now, we're just starting out, and you look at how many people have died in this war so far. We're up to 10,000 at least. Oh, by the way, Obama has lost 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Bush lost 461 in 8 years. Obama has lost 2,000. Have you seen one press rat stick a microphone in a mother's face who's lost a son now and said, how do you feel that your son died under Obama? Nobody. Do you know what they're doing? They're lying to you. They are lying through their gritting teeth. They have classified all American casualties in Afghanistan as NATO troops. Oh yes, we lost 50 NATO troops today. Oh, I guess they're being buried in Holland. Well, not really. They're being buried in Oklahoma. That's right, buddies. We're all being fooked by this government. This government is not a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. This is a government who intends to hurt the people and destroy any unity that this country once had. And they play all the cards, race cards, homophobe cards, anti-Semitic cards, discards, placards. We're in trouble. And you know what? By the time we realize we're in trouble, it's going to be too late. This Kim Il-nook, who has rattled his nuclear satellites, has told us he can hit Alaska. So what's the latest news? You ready for this? They're going to start to put anti-missile batteries up in Alaska. They're going to start? Whatever happened to the Cold War with the Russians? What, did we take them all down? Did we sell them to somebody? Did we dismantle them? Did we send them to the junkyard? How weak are we? They're going to get ready now for this guy's nuke. You got to be kidding me. You take a look at the Boston fishermen, the Massachusetts fishing families. They're all being wiped out. They're being wiped out by EPA regulations, Department of Agriculture regulations, two departments we don't need. 5 generations are being told to take a walk. They can't fight the government. They don't have the money. They're having trouble making their boat payments. And the big fat-ass government that gives itself all kinds of benefits and time off is putting the fishing industry in New England out of business. And it gets worse. California is wiping out the farming industry. And they're not the only ones. The small family farmer is the enemy of the government and will be dealt with accordingly. And if you remember that EPA jerk that was in command of terrorizing innocent victims, he said it. He said, we use Roman tactics. We destroy one village and make an example of them, and all the other villages fall in line. That's the mentality that's running the government. And our government is way too big. You can reduce it by 80%. 80%. And one of the things you can do is $1 champagne contribution to any politician. And very soon I'm going to do a video, and it's called We're in the Money, unless I find a better tune. And I'm going to show you the senators and what money they make. You're going to see a picture of every one of these treasury dipsters and see how much they get in champagne contributions. And then you tell me, are they spending it all on the campaign, or are they got a little, are they corn beefing a few buckaroos? You know what they're doing. they're crooks. One term per termite is the only option. You don't get to be a dynasty. You don't get to stick around. It's like a vocation. You serve your country for one term and you get the hell out with no benefits. Oh, we can't do that? Why not? Because they wrote laws that say you can't do it? Well, it's time to change the law. It's time to take your country back. Hang in there. One of the most popular TV shows is called The Family Guy. And I think the guy that orchestrates The Family Guy also did the Emmys. Oscars. And he turned off a whole bunch of people. Because he was too brash. The Family Guy is very funny. And you can't watch it and not laugh. But during the episodes of The Family Guy, they also poop on the cross. And they also mock Christ. And they also mock the American flag. And so, you have to pay a price when you watch The Family Guy. You have to absorb their hatred of God and country in order to have a good laugh. Is it worth it? Not for me. But The Family Guy's in vogue. So hating Christ is in vogue, and pooping on your country is in vogue. Oh, he's a comedian. A comedian is a communist who undermines the national spirit. I don't buy the excuse he's a comedian. He's a dagger man, and he's stabbing America in the heart under the guise of comedy. So when you watch something like that, you absorb and you give up something of your self-esteem. You think about it.
Thank you.
talked to the father of three kids today, ages 6, 4, and 2. Two boys and a girl in the middle. And he works three jobs. His house is underwater. It's worth about almost $200,000 less than what he paid for it. So he's struggling, and he's working hard, and his wife is a full-time mother, as you could tell, with 6, 4, and 2. Okay? And they monitor what the kids watch. They won't allow the child, the oldest, to watch a SpongeBob SquarePants, which is, if you looked at it, you would say it's harmless. But they are offended by certain scenes in SpongeBob SquarePants and certain verbiage. And they have a friend who has 1, 2, 3 kids also. And the oldest boy watches wrestling. This father, the first father, he doesn't want his son to watch wrestling. And he brought up an example of why. And one of the wrestling themes that they're showing on TV is, if I win, I get your girl or your wife. And the other father's son has a T-shirt that says, if I win, I get your girl. Now, what do you think of that? Well, you see, you in your world, you're comfortable with that because all your friends are of the same age group, and you're far advanced. You're the modern generation. And, of course, you were sex-educated in communist cucumber school, so you know the score. Yeah, that's why we got a 75% divorce rate. Yeah, they'll tell you 50, but they don't count the 25% hookups. That's why we got 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. And that's why the suicide rate is climbing. And I'll tell you something else. If you watch this Supreme Court ruling, if this Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage goes against the gays, the first thing they're going to announce, like they did last time, is that the suicide nets are going up on the San Francisco Bridge, because for some reason everybody decides on bad news to take their lives out there. So, where are we as a nation? We're screwed up. We are absolutely screwed up. Guys are graduating college with debt of $100,000. And they're about to go from 3% interest to 6% interest. How are you going to get out from $100,000 in debt? Oh, you didn't get the job? What job did you study for? Well, I was going to be an opera singer. Can you sing? No, I'm a horse. Give me a break, fellas. Give me a break. Wake up. The whole world is laughing at you. The President of the United States has said he needs more immigrants in this country that have education, because there are jobs going wanting for people with an education, and we have nothing but dummies here. And who's making the dummies? The public school teachers. They do not want progress, and they do not want results. All they want is more benefits and more pay. Why doesn't the United States government allow government unions? Why would you need a union working for the United States? Because they could fire you? Why would they fire you? Because you don't work? No, it could be something else. So the union's going to protect you? Do you know anybody that was protected by the union in certain situations? Well, if you go out to Detroit, and all the guys that got caught smoking weed and drinking booze on the lunch hour, they were all fired, but then they were reinstated because of the union pressure on President Obama, who gets union support when he runs for election. So one hand washes the one inefficient hand washes the other inefficient hand. We're in trouble. We lost our nation. I don't know if we're going to get it back. And I'll tell you something else. The winds of war are blowing harder today than ever before. And we are not ready for anything. And usually, when we have a catastrophe, it's due to an intelligence failure. And I have a feeling that we have intelligence failures in the making every day. We tell us who hit you. When they struck Christ, they said, "Tell us who hit you." And that's going to happen to us again. We didn't learn our lessons in 9-1-1. We're not ready. All we're doing is running around trying to disarm citizens who abide by the law. We are not going to confiscate one gun from a criminal unless it's a police search on the streets of New York, which they're trying to stop. Everybody's in trouble, and everybody's going to pay a terrible price. I'm reading Black Thursday. It's the destruction of South Vietnam due to bad negotiations on the part of the United States. And we gave up South Vietnam to the North Vietnamese. And there's a situation in the book where certain strongholds of the South Vietnamese are under attack by the North Vietnamese, and they're collapsing. And bad judgment calls increase the damage that's being done to the South Vietnamese military. And the North Vietnamese, making mistakes also, but not as many as the South Vietnamese, are overrunning the retreating forces. The civilians and the military are all trapped together, and they're trying to get to a river with no bridge. And the North Vietnamese has them on the open road, and they're opening up with mortar strikes on the road, and they're killing civilians, and other civilians are being killed by retreating troops that are running them over. And I'm at the point in the book where I forget how many people. Let's say 60,000 people are sitting on a riverbank. Everything they had that they brought with them is gone. They abandoned it because they're running so fast. Okay? Their feet are swollen. They're starving. They're thirsty. And they're sitting on a riverbank. And the North Vietnamese are still firing on them with mortars. And I said to myself, as I'm looking at this situation, how sad it is. And the military is fragmented. Families are fragmented. Thousands of refugees. And I said, you know what? Let's say that river is the Hudson River. Let's say that bridge that's no longer there is the George Washington Bridge. Let's say that the people that are trapped are on the West Side Highway. You don't think that can happen? You don't think that can happen? Never can happen. Happens all the time. I'm going to put a picture in your mind right now so that you can get the reality of life. Picture that cloud on 911 and that one guy running ahead of the cloud looking back to see if the cloud is catching up to him. That was downtown New York. Our security net is gone. They're putting people back on planes with knives and the pilots aren't allowed to have guns. Are you kidding me? We are setting ourselves up for self-destruction, and we're all going to pay. Nobody is going to escape. Korea has just announced they can hit California. And there are people in New York that are saying, good. You know why? Because New York was the only focal point for 911. And nobody else had to worry. Now California's got to worry. Alaska's got to worry. And they even mentioned, I think, Austin, Texas. So, very soon, let's face it. When the Chinese invented gunpowder, they used it for fireworks, and the Europeans said, we can do something better than that. We can blow a whole castle wall down with one of those fireworks. And so we went from bows and arrows to guns and powder. And from guns and powder, we went to bigger guns and powder. And from bigger guns and powder, we went to nukes. And if you think that a guy in the Middle East that's waving his Russian-Chinese-made AK-47 around and shooting bullets in the air won't do the same thing when he gets his hands on a nuke, you should be at the Brooklyn Bridge auction today. We're in trouble. We are in World War III. We're on the outskirts of it, and it's coming our way. And we're watching American Idol. Hang in there. Today signals the end of Easter. Today is Easter Sunday, and the communists won't array against us until Christmas again, without some futile attempts and deliberate attempts during the year, but they're going to go after this Pope. They have singled out this Pope to be scourged at the pillar. And they're going to have more people looking into the life of this Pope than they sent when they sent 60 lawyers to Alaska to look in the garbage of Sarah Palin. Wasilla. The Wasilla garbage men. All of a sudden, the next day on the job, the town of Wasilla had 60 extra garbage men, and they were all working at Sarah Palin's garbage pail. Yeah, and you know who sent them, don't you? The woman who would be queen, Hillary Ratman Clinton. Never trust a woman with two last names. So, this Pope, they're going to try and turn the world against him. And you know, it's funny, I'm watching the Bible tonight, and there's a scene where the crowd is seated with stunt makers, like the communists have when they insert people in a Tea Party rally to say something anti-Semitic or anti-black, and it reflects on the Tea Party when they're actually plants by the communists to create a bad image for the Tea Party. And they're trying to release Jesus. Pilate is trying to release Jesus and get him off the hook. He's under pressure from the politicians. And the crowd is seated with stunt makers, just like the communists use. And Pilate says, who do you want me to release to you? And, of course, the loud voices in the crowd are the enemies of Jesus, and they shout, give us Barabbas. Yet they selected the crowd to go into the courtyard and blocked followers of Jesus from getting in there. And that's the way it is in politics, and it hasn't changed in 2,000 years. So you always got to be wary of whether you're being played or you're playing. The only arrow in your quiver to determine whether you're in play or you're being played is a rule of thumb. What is happening right now is that dividing the country. And if it's dividing the country, then you must know you're in play. Because the goal of the United States is to stay united. Hang in there. Tonight I've played all religious tunes up until this point, and we're closing out Easter, a glorious celebration. The Orthodox Church celebrates Easter in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. And I wish them joy and happiness. I'm also dedicating the last Christian tune to all the GIs who have fought and died for us since we were founded as a nation. And just as Christ died for our sins, American GIs die in Christ for their country. And may their reward be great. And may their wounds serve as a reminder to all of us that without them, we would not have a country. So when you see a guy limping or walking on a false leg, you owe him, you owe her a debt of gratitude. And if you can't find it in your heart to say thank you, then you deserve what you get when you lose your country.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom.
Thought of me above.